Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
The topic tonight, make it make sense, God. Can you make that make sense? Anybody ever use that phrase, make it make sense? Come on, anybody, make it make sense. Come on, make the that's the phrase of the day. Make that make sense. Come on, talk to Jesus. Come on, look up and say, make that make sense, God. Because you taking foolish things to confound the wise. Now, make that make sense. And I want you to think about yourself. God has taken foolish things to confound the wise. Now, all of us know that our God has always been considered to be unusual. I mean, I don't know about you, but to me, there are some times when I read the passages in some scriptures, especially before I got to know him real well, God was just considered just really kind of a paradox kind of God. It just, some things that he said and he did or he would put in the Bible, I just did not understand it. It just didn't really make sense. Drinking the blood of Christ, I didn't get it. I don't know about you. I just didn't understand it. It made no sense to me as a regular human being, as a sinner. I didn't understand why I would just have to eat this blood drink the blood and eat the body of the Son of God, of Christ, or of this man that I did not understand, who I truly didn't fully believe at the time before I got saved, was the Son of God. The mind of an unbeliever is not like that of one that is born again. It just didn't make any sense to me. And y'all understand, there are things in the Bible that God says to us, because God appears to be weird to some people. I mean, he's this mysterious type of God. And even in the Bible, God tells us to, when somebody hits you on the cheek, you got to turn that other one. He tells us to pray for people that persecute us. Come on now, y'all know even as believers, that's hard to do. We got to love our enemies and pray for those who use us. Come on now, even as believers, that get hard sometimes. And now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to kind of look within myself and, I got to pull on the Holy Ghost and say, God, I need you to make this make sense right now, because I ain't processing this right now. It's kind of hard for me to do this. I need to gird up my loins a little bit and pull on my armor, because I need a little more Holy Ghost fire for this one. Am I talking to anybody up in here? Oh, my God, turn another cheek. Somebody slap me. I don't know about this one, God. I'm going to lose all my religion up in here. I need you to make this thing make sense. Come on now, because, this thing, it's kind of like, I'm still in the flesh down here, and it's something to pop off up in here. I think I'm getting ready to do some time. Y'all ain't understanding this. You catch me on the wrong day, I'm going to lose all my spiritual mind. Pastor ain't here right now. Ain't got no choir in front of me. I got off my prayer closet. My prayer closet, I left it about 2 hours ago. And I'm in the flesh right here. I'm sitting in traffic. Somebody done cut me off. Come on, am I talking to somebody? Something. But there's something about when God calls our leaders, and he calls us as leaders, and many of us, we don't get to hear the backstory. We don't really get to hear the life of our leaders, because some of us are very hidden, or we're really kind of mystical, and we really don't want some of you to really know about really where we came from. We don't really want some of you to know the hidden thing about us. We want to appear to be shined up, and we want you to really feel like we've always arrived and we've always been cleaned up and filled with the Holy Ghost. But then, oh my God, when some of us really kind of lean in into the life of some of the people that we follow, and some things tend to not shine so bright, or sometimes we find out some things about some people, we go, okay, God, I need you to help me make sense of this. It's hard for me to process why you called them. I don't understand. And you know, churches are falling and people are falling away because certain things have been made known. And but Jesus tells us in the Word of God, y'all follow me real quick. Jesus tells us that, you know, you got to understand. God said, but you got to understand, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. You got to understand, I'm a wise God in whom I choose. You got to understand, I sent my son to warn you that there are false prophets in the world, and you got to know them by their fruit. There's a responsibility that falls on us. I'm a little ahead of myself, but hold on. But because of this journey, you got to understand it, the appearance. It doesn't have the appearance that you bring to it sometimes, but you got to understand, but there are those that God did send. Oh, my God. Some of us, God did sin. But just because we have a past don't mean that God did not send us. Am I talking to somebody? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got to understand, y'all. All of us up in here, we got black and white lives up in here. You got a checker. You're speckled just like I am. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You looking like a black and white cow like I am in the spirit. Everybody up in here ain't clean. You got faults. You got wrinkles. You got flaws. You got an ugliness, too. But guess what? There is something that we all have in common. We do have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us. We have the blood-washed lamb that is living upon us. Am I talking to somebody? God said, I'll take the foolishness of the world and confound the wise. Oh, my God. But there's something about when a man and woman of God has been sent by God. There is a difference between us and them. Y'all better help me up in here. Oh, my God. Make it make sense. Oh, God. Make it make sense. I got a few people that God pulled out for me to help y'all along the way to understand. A couple of leaders, if you will, since we're talking about leadership right here tonight. Some leaders that are speckled. Can I use the word that are speckled or sprinkled, if you will? Samson. Samson, we remember him being strong. But there are some things you need to understand about Samson. Samson was not the best leader. Hallelujah. He was picked out before he was even born, no different than any of us, but he was called out by his mother, called out by God to his mother. And he said the mandate was given, do not cut his hair. But when he was, and he's going to be a deliverer or over the people, a deliverer of God's people. But the thing about it was, when Samson was born, Samson had a love for women. He didn't obey God. He never cared for the people. He didn't have a love for the people. He didn't honor God with his life. Oh, my God. And he had no compassion. He never prayed for the people. There is a thing that you need to understand about people. When God sends them, and when God calls a person out, hallelujah, God, I'm like, God, make this make sense. You called him out, but God said, you've got to understand, I still used his life. I still used him as a testimony. To God be the glory. All you have to do is just look at yourself. Hallelujah. You ain't got to look at nobody else, but look at yourself and see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And how God had made sense with your life. To God be the glory in the choice that he made, in the mercy of God. To God be the glory. Am I talking to somebody right now? Hallelujah. Let's look at another person. Saul was not picked out by God, but he was allowed by God to be picked out. Oh, my God. He was chosen by the people. Hallelujah. And everybody know about Saul. Saul loved only himself and looked out for himself. But then there was Joseph. To God be the glory. Joseph was the little Christ, or the little Jesus. Amen. He was a dreamer. To God be the glory. Thrown into the pit. His way didn't look like the way that God would have chosen for him. I know some of you may be discouraged and may not be looking like the way that God would have chosen for you, has chosen for you to go. But it is the way. And you're looking going, God, make it make sense. My own family is turning against me simply because I love you, simply because you gave me a dream. Some of you didn't ask for the assignment, but God chose you out. Hallelujah. Isn't it something that people that love you can hate you because your father loved you and chose and picked you out just because you had a dream? To God be the glory. And the thing about it is, the dream that you have includes them. To God be the glory. I tell you what, it is amazing. To God be the glory. But Joseph's dream involved them prospering too. To God be the glory. God make it make sense. But David, here you go, a shepherd boy who wasn't even considered by his own family. And it's something, your family can be jealous, hallelujah, and not even consider you, when really the oil couldn't flow because it didn't belong to them. Their position, hallelujah, your position that belonged to you, to God be the glory, would not even fall on the other family members because God had it set aside for you. You had to show up before the oil or the position or the anointing flowed. Amen. To God be the glory. If you didn't get in position, the rest of the family wouldn't have been blessed. To God be the glory. God, just make it make sense. It just seemed like a whole smorgasbord, a mixture of leadership that just fell into place. I'm like, God, make it make sense. It was like a black and white checkerboard type of scenario that God just threw in the mix for us to realize that God had to, all these different leaderships had to come into place. But God said, I sent all of them, hallelujah, as an example. Y'all work with me real quick. But God said, listen, you have to have a black and white perspective or a view from God's viewpoint in order for you to see, hallelujah, how God, how the mind of God or God's perspective is when it comes to how God chooses his leaders. Now, let me tell you something. All of us, somebody say all of us, we all have a past. I don't know anybody up in here who's perfect and clean. Do all of us have a past, right? To God be the glory. So let me tell you something. I said, God, make it make sense. You take the foolishness of the world to confound the wise. So why did you choose me? Why did you choose Pastor when we all have a past? Make it make sense. He said, I'm going to tell you how it makes sense, because I didn't choose you based on what you were, but I chose you based on what you become. God looks at the heart of a man. It's not how you start, but it's how you finish. To God be the glory. It is a life that is surrendered. Somebody say surrender. When you surrender your life to God, oh my God, when you give your life to God, I'm telling you, when you give your life to God and the Holy Spirit comes in and he takes over your life, oh my God, I thank you right now. There's a lot of people that's not taking surrender in their lives to God. It's about the surrender life. It's about filling our lives with his life. It is about the breath of God coming inside of us. And when we fill our lives with the Holy Spirit, guess what? We transfer our life into your life. And when we take you on as sons and daughters, let me tell you something. It begins to make sense, because our life, hallelujah, as it changes your life. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. As we align to God, we can now align you to God. To God be the glory. As we transform you. Now it all makes sense. God said, I'll take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, because of a surrendered life. In the book of Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 5, when Paul was preaching, he said the breath of life, hallelujah, as he began to preach the gospel to the Thessalonians, they began to change. They turned away from idols. See, the thing about it is when a man of God has been sent by God, his desire is not only to change you. You got to understand, when we begin to preach this word, it is the ruha, the wind of God, the breath of God, the life of God that is inside of us. A false prophet, hallelujah, will not only change your life, but as I preach, hallelujah, this word to you, the same word I released to you is being released to me. Hallelujah. And as I change, you change. To God be the glory. As God delivers you with the word, he's delivering me. We're all being changed. To God be the glory. That's when you know a person has been God sent. God, make it make sense. I'll tell you one thing. This word will line you up to the love of God. See, let let me tell you something. You'll know when a person been God sent, because you will fall in love with God as I fall in love with God. You'll release your idol. You'll turn away from sin. To God be the glory. Y'all better give God praise. Come on and praise. This word, you'll know when somebody is God sent. God said you'll know them by their fruit. To God be the glory. He won't get worse. He won't get worse. And you won't get worse. But you'll get better. Hallelujah. They'll point you to Calvary. They'll lead you to Christ. To God be the glory. They won't lead you to themselves. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I praise God on today. Hallelujah. Y'all come on, give me something. Oh my God. To God be the glory. I said, God, make it make sense. He said, I'll make it make sense. I'm going to make it make sense. I'm going to make it make sense. I'm going to get through this. I'm not going to let these blood thinners win. That's why I'm a little winded. I'm going to make it make sense. In the book of Thessalonians, Paul says, we didn't come preaching with eloquent words like some of these people do, but we came in full assurance in the power of the Holy Spirit. We came in demonstration under God's power. And when the word of God was released, let me tell you how you know when somebody has been God sent. When they release the wind of God, the breath of God, you leave your idols. You tear down the strongholds in your life. God said, I'm going to make it make sense because I filled them with my wind and my breath goes forth inside of you. And you are created anew as I have created them new. And you are born again. God, make it make sense. For behold, all things are new. I will bring you from darkness into my marvelous light. Thing that I know about God when he says I would take the foolish things of the world. A man that used to be a prison guard. A man that had an angry spirit will fight you at the drop of a dime. Found this out about it through his wife. I'm going to tell his business. And will fight you. But now the words in his mouth has the wind of God. He's breathing the breath of life now. God said, I'll make it make sense because I live inside of him now. I took the foolish thing of the world. And I'm blowing the world's mind with it. Even his wife is scratching her head. When she think back, she remember how he used to be. Some of you looking at yourselves now and you don't even recognize who you are because God has now made it make sense. Akoshaba rabaketekesha. Because the breath that you're breathing now is fresh wind. It's ruach. It's the wind of God. To God be the glory. And now when you look in the mirror, you don't see darkness, you see light. And now, because of the prophetic release that he has released, you're now aligned. Under the glory, under the light, under the flow of the anointing. And you're drinking living water. You're not drinking out of a cesspool of darkness, but you're drinking from a river of living water. Make it make sense, God. That's when you know it's God-given. And now you're God-conscious. You're sin-conscious. You are aware of your God. Where you were once dead, now you are alive. To God be all the glory. God, make it make sense. And the thing about this that is so powerful to me is that it don't have to make sense to nobody else, but it makes sense to you. It don't matter that nobody else get it, but guess what? I get it. I get it. I get, come, anybody standing with me? Come on, say, I get it. I get me now. It don't matter if my sister don't get me. I get me now. It makes sense to me now. Hey, somebody ought to praise him right now. You ain't got to buy my flowers. You ain't got to buy my flowers. I buy my own flowers. Because it makes sense to me. Hey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ain't got to buy my violence. Because it makes sense to me. I know I've been changed. Foolishness to you, but it makes sense. It makes sense to me. I spend half my life trying to convince people to see the vision when God was saying, baby, it wasn't up to them to see what I was telling you. Was for you to see, not them. Y'all better bless him up in here. I know I've been changed. It makes sense now. Woo! I don't care. Don't matter to me. Oh, y'all come on and bless him. It's a certain level of confidence. This ain't cockiness, it's confidence. No, let's call it what it is. Godfidence. I'm in my God now. I'm in my God zone. And I went through too many hell and fought too many devils to get here for it to make sense. For it doesn't matter to you. It don't matter that it matters to you. It matters to me. And it makes sense to me. Because I know I have changed and I'm different. But God has chosen the foolishness of the world to confound you. And he done messed me up in the process too, because I just can't believe it's me either. But it don't matter if it mattered to you, because it mattered to me. Y'all come on, am I talking right? Y'all better give God praise up in here like you done lost your mind. Y'all bless him. Y'all come on and bless him. I'm God chosen. I'm God chosen. I'm God sent. To God be the glory. Y'all come on and praise him right there. Woo! It's the God in me. What they said, they think I'm so fresh. They think I'm so, all that. All that. All that. So you know what? God chosen. How do you know you got a prophet in the house? Because I'm different. Amen. I'm confident. Amen. That's when you know. Y'all come on, give it up for your man of God. He's giving. He's giving. He giving. He giving. He giving. He giving. And he giving life. And he giving life. And he giving God. And he keeps on giving. Till God be the glory. So what we get ready to do, y'all come on and praise him right there. We finna give. Y'all, that was weak. That was weak. Come on right there. I'm getting there. My strength coming back. Woo, Jesus. I might not have should have sang, but that's all right. Might have did too much. I might have gave a little. I think I teetered out in the middle. That's all right. We did it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. To God be the glory. But y'all, we getting ready to bless the man of God. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give. We getting ready to sow. God giving. Amen. Woo. Come on. Don't teeter out on me, y'all. To God be the glory. Amen. We are blessed. Thank you. Come on up and get that. Now, y'all, we came to bless the man of God. And I know y'all can stand with me. Some of y'all, amen. I want those of you that came, my church came prepared to give, and we got a good envelope. Whew. I'm good. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Y'all come on, give God some praise. We're going to let that fire go out. Come on, y'all. Woo! Come on, say blessed. Yeah, we blessed. We are blessed. That God was.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.